I'm not of the view that this needs to be in any way clean or edited or just ramble through.
Yeah, we should actually start again.
Yeah, let's start again.
All right. One,
Tom. Two. You know what to do.
Awesome. Hello. Welcome to the Needs More Dog podcast.
How are you? You all right?
I'm good, yeah. I'm Rob Saunders, and we have
Liam Sullivan,
Tom Barrett,
Wikipedia,
and wow, Wikipedia, that should be interesting. We've got a very special guest who is,
well, not very special, Lee Ashcroft.
Yeah, I think you're very special, Lee.
Patronise me.
Lee,
after every time you talk,
Lee has chosen the episode that we were going to speak about today, which was...
Yeah, what episode was it, Lee?
Well, oh yeah, Wikipedia, I said, yeah. Well, Wikipedia, it was Mr. Plough.
Wow.
That's the name of the episode. The name of the episode, again, is Mr. Plough.
It's a good one. So, Wikipedia, give us some facts about it, seeing as you know everything.
Oh, it's from season 4. Yeah. The Simpsons is episode 9.
Yeah.
Homer stars... as Mr. Plough,
yeah,
and indeed is in a tussle with a young Barney Gumble, where they take advantage of America's free enterprise.
Citation needed.
You beat me to it.
Citation given. You suck. So
isn't citation needed the name of your Edinburgh show?
Other supporting members of the cast include Lisa, Marge, Bob, and a whole host of other characters who you may or may not enjoy.
Well,
cool.
Well,
I like that. What should I see also?
That's more of an IMDb sort of thing.
No, there's a see also on Wikipedia.
I guess so. It's more of a category section.
Fair enough. Yeah, so why did you choose this episode,
why did you
Lee?
Pick this episode, Lee?
I just wanted to see those adverts again.
And the adverts, what were the adverts? Explain them.
Well, there were three adverts. One for the original late night.
That's Wikipedia's making some cheese on toast. Now that is something you don't say every day. Sorry, Lee. Can't continue. Ignore the cheese on toast factory.
I can't ignore the cheese on toast. It looks lovely. Can I have cheese on toast?
No, I want to eat it. Oh. Wikipedia's hungry.
That's how he gets his knowledge.
I think it's normally Wikipedia just eats money. Cheese on toast.
Yeah.
He'll be pestering us for donations in a bit.
Yeah, nice little banner at the top of the screen saying, please, if everyone who reads this banner just gives one piece of cheese on toast, then we'll be fine till lunchtime.
We are diverging a bit from this, but isn't it funny that Jimmy Wales is, if you give him his, he's Mr. Wales, like Mr. Universe, like Mr. Wales. Who's Jimmy Wales?
Is he?
He's my good friend who set me up. He invented me.
Who did he set you up with?
The internet.
The internet.
Yeah, it's been a long and fruitful marriage.
Anyway.
There were three adverts in this. The original Mr. Plough advert on late night cable access.
Channel
92. That's the one, yeah.
Nice. Well done, Wikipedia.
Yeah. Then there is the Plough King advert featuring guest vocals from...
Linda Ronstadt.
Who is? I don't know who that is. I'm assuming it's just some country singer.
She's fairly well known.
Yeah, yeah.
Well-known country singer. And then the art house, Mr. Plough.
By Herman and Tate.
Yeah.
Adverts, which, Liam, you had an interesting fact about.
It's very interesting fact. I was looking on Wikipedia earlier, so you should know, really.
Which part of Wikipedia was it? Was it sort of this?
Torso
area.
Area?
It was right by the glands.
Sorry, are you saying that with a D? Or
both. Apparently, according to Wikipedia, that is an actual commercial.
That's true.
They listed.
What, the Mr. Plough?
Apparently the Mr. Plough itself is based on an original commercial, but the art house one is just lifted from a Russian commercial.
Because it reminded me of the Apple one that Futurama parodied. remember that?
Oh, the 1984 type.
Like
yeah.
Apple computers, where it's
What is your favourite, most pretentious advert you've ever seen?
I want to do a Pert Pools.
I want to do a Pert Pools is the best advert ever made.
Not pretentious, though. He knows his level.
It's not the most pretentious advert, but
it's quite precocious.
There's one that really.
I'm sorry.
The one that really grates at me, which I suppose is relevant to me, cheese on toast. where I think it's for Cheerios, and this child is really morose, and then the family, the parents, say, "Do you want a bowl of Cheerios?" And he's just like, "Yes, please." And then there's a dog in a purple shirt getting the back of a car for no good reason.
What?
Why is he wearing a shirt?
I think
I have no idea what you're on about.
Citation needed.
I don't like that one at the moment where the two women are talking about toilets.
Well, I don't know that one.
And they're like, "Oh, you should get one of these toilets. It's not plumbed in. It's like a
Sanifly.
Oh, right.
It's terrible.
Hannah hates that advert.
Really bad. Well,
otherwise,
women have better things to talk about than toilets.
Any Sanifly advert can only be better than the product itself, though. I mean, when we live down the road, Sanifly there, you came around, every time you flushed it, it just spat a whole flat of shit.
is that because of the sound flow?
Oh, but I guess more just you, yeah.
Oh, I'm a powerful...
It was his WikiLeaks.
Wikipedia.
What's the difference between a Saniflow and a normal toilet then? Is it plumbed in or is it just a masturbator?
No, it's
just a bucket.
It's a macerator that goes. It's mains powered, it's a macerator, it mulches all the shit up. And
sounds terrible.
So it is terrible.
It does sound terrible.
We moved in and we had to move out again about 3 days later because the whole thing just completely packed up.
I think I was probably more down to Wikipedia.
What kind of sanitation system do you think the Simpsons have?
Just a normal,
regular American.
Normal.
You, Ben.
You do see their toilet. There's the episode where he's flushing it and he's trying to make it go the other way, isn't he? The one where they go to Australia.
Yeah, when he's saying correctly.
Imagine Bart doing a poo.
I don't want to.
At Paul's house.
Have any of you guys seen the bootleg Bart? Bootleg Bart.
Probably. I've seen lots of bootleg.
Oh, it's a blog with photos of all the different bootleg Simpsons. I saw one recently. It's a picture of Bart with an arse for a face. And this is on a t-shirt.
That's amazing.
Wow.
My brother.
It's just a butt with spiky hair.
No, it is. It looks like Bart Simpson, but instead of facial features, it's just an arse. It's like the episode of South Park.
With Ben Affleck,
Ben Affleck. Yeah, it looks exactly.
That is
like
weird.
With Bart, I know.
My brother used to collect like really cheesy shit posters you'd get from like Chelmsford Market, and he had one which was Lisa smoking a spliff, but it was a big saxophone shaped spliff, and
tulip,
and it had Bart in the corner saying, "Cool, Lisa."
That's better than the Bart Marley t-shirt.
Bart Marley, yeah, you see it to them, yeah. Or it was Homer smoking a big spliff and it says, "I can't get enough of that wonderful puff that I used to see around the lot."
He's always saying that.
He is, isn't he? Yeah. Where is one? Where isn't there one where he smokes weed, isn't there?
Yeah, it's quite a good episode.
I don't know, yeah. What is it? It's medicinal marijuana, isn't
it? Yeah,
he
gets his eyes pecked out by a murder of crows.
On fishing episode.
Fish, yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that's where one, two, you know what to do. That's where that comes from.
Well, there we go.
Yeah.
Fact fans.
None of this seems to be very Mr. Plough based.
No, well, it's a good episode. What was your favourite parts of the Mr. Plough episode? Anyone?
Consult my notes here.
Yeah, Lee's made lots of notes. Obviously, no one told him that we don't really talk about The Simpsons on this podcast. Go on, you've got.
What have we got?
Adam West
was amazing in it. My favourite bit about the bits of Adam West is when the camera the Dutch tilts on him like the old Batman show, and he does the dancing, which is one of the best things in the old 60s Batman when he dances.
The Batusi.
And when the woman says, "Oh, he swings a mean cape."
Is the Batusi a reference to the Watusi, which is the famous dog?
I think so. Yeah,
the Watusi tribe, isn't that? Or am I?
The Watusi.
Yeah. Well, there's the Patti Smith song which references the dance, the Watusi.
Yeah, it's a dance, yeah. I know it from the bit in the Blues Brothers where Ray Charles is singing, and he sings that song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Cool,
two words. Mellow out, man. Reminded me of something David Cameron said in one of the debates the other day. There are three sides to this coin.
What we've got there is a three-sided dice.
Yeah, isn't it? I've got a three-sided dice.
Or, as a friend of mine suggested, a Toblerone.
Did he really say that? That's like George W. Bush stuff. Mm-hmm. That is. That's amazing. There was a bit with the president in this one. It was Ronald Reagan, wasn't it?
It was George Bush.
I always get them too confused.
Before he moves in, because they
it must be, yeah, yeah. Mm. That's an amazing episode, actually.
We're doing that thing again.
He hates The Simpsons, doesn't he, famously?
Barbara
insert
Bush.
Into the next episode where they hastily wrote an insert where and when George Bush, George W. H. W. Bush said
America should be less like
The Simpsons and more like the Waltons.
Wrong.
Yeah.
This episode, though, is one of those ones that's just joke heavy, isn't it? There's always something up.
Like, it's a great episode.
Loads of little things in the background as well that you might not even notice.
Widow's Peak.
Yeah.
I didn't even see that. What was that, the name of the mountain? Yeah. Is it? Brilliant. I didn't even notice that.
There's the sign outside the old people's homes. Brilliant. Martin's lunchbox. Fantastic.
What was the. I did see the sign, but I can't remember.
If you didn't say that.
Oh, we did a quiz. All right. Okay. I was about to burp, but it didn't come out. Go on, what's on your notes then? This is handy that these are the notes.
The brine.
Brine, oh God.
Brine, yeah.
Where he says, how could someone abuse their body like that? And Homer drinks a whole tub of like pickle brine.
The Sea Captain CD was...
Hornpipe Fever.
Do you think he released that? As,
I hope so.
To get more income or as a hobby?
I reckon it was sort of like a pet project.
Yeah. Desperation. He needed the money and couldn't think of it.
He's a dabbler, isn't he?
He has a lot, doesn't he?
Well, he has the Frying Dutchman.
Yeah.
And
obviously, he's an actual sailor sometimes.
He can't pick a career. He needs to stick.
He runs a boarding school for lobsters.
Doesn't he?
Yeah. You not remember the episode where... You must remember the one where Homer gets a lobster.
I remember that. Yeah,
well, there's the bit where... He's walking down the beach with walking Pinchy, and then he says, that's like a nice lobster. I run a fancy, I run like a school for well trained lobsters.
He's got an actual name as well. He's not just called the sea captain. He's called like
Captain
Dave Smith or something.
No, Captain McAllister.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Really? Also, no, he's got two glass eyes. He's very good. Crashing something. He goes, how did you miss it? Two glass eyes.
I like his friend Handsome Pete.
Handsome Pete.
Give him a quarter, he'll dance for hours.
Uncanny resemblance to Krusty.
Mm. Yeah. Well, a half inflated Krusty balloon.
Put it in H.
I can't remember the name of it now. It had a really good sign, like Place of Cars.
Place of
Automobiles.
Place of Automobiles. He seemed nice.
I think we'd have been friends if we'd met him.
Do you think?
In real life, yeah.
I think I'd hate him.
Why do you think he says the country doesn't exist anymore? What country do you think it was? Do you think it was one of the former Soviet states?
Do you think it was a reference to Yugoslavia? There's a car called the Yugo, isn't there? Which was
No, I don't think it would be. I think that's too specific. Because Russia would never.
I think it's
Yugoslavia never at war with America.
I think it's a reference to The Terminal, the film with Tom Hanks.
So the
Krakoja.
Yeah, that bit. Yeah. Krakoja. That's a fucking good film. I love that.
I've never seen it.
Oh, it's brilliant.
It's all right. Yeah, it's
good. Spielberg, a film which was made for another.
It's sweet.
13 years.
Yeah. They're seeding it. They're like, oh, this will really pay off. In 20.
Yeah. Isn't that based on like a real thing though?
Yeah.
Loosely, I think. I've got the book, but.
In fact, I believe they based what you just described. That was the basis of Inception.
Ah, there we go. Yeah. Wheels within wheels. Mm. We're through the looking glass here, people.
Think about it, people.
Were there any questions raised in this episode that we need to discuss? Superman and the Flash.
No, come back to me.
All right. Well, go through a data bank.
Your Wikipedia should have the answers, surely.
Yeah, all the answers. Yeah.
What about with Barney, influenced by Barney's flyer handing? What's the worst job you've ever had? Have you ever had something that demeaning?
Oh, not quite that demeaning, no.
Well, was there a difference between demeaning and job you don't enjoy?
Yes, I think there's a quite big difference.
Yeah. baby costume for
a job.
Forced to scrape the floor of a falafel kitchen on no sleep for. Like, it wasn't forced, not. He said, don't go to sleep. He didn't say that.
Not that floor, no. James.
Don't go to sleep.
Yeah, I hadn't slept the night before, and that, so I could have slept the night before, just didn't. And then he said, oh, put some music on to help you get through the task.
Yeah.
And I was doing it for 3 or 4 hours, and it was about an hour in, I realised he had. Jabberwocky's greatest hits on a loop.
Oh my god!
And I said to him, I have to go home, I'm sorry, this is freaking me out. And I got paid £4.
£4?
Wow.
What?
Yeah, I get loads of free falafel from that place. Right?
Oh, like, oh,
every cloud has a falafel line. Or every floor has a. Has been.
Has some mushed up chickpea.
I used to earn £3.26 when I worked an hour when I worked at Tesco.
Yeah, when I worked at Co-op, I used to earn that, yeah.
I am.
How much do you earn now?
3.28.
He's in the big leagues now.
I don't know if this is demeaning or not.
The podcast.
I do. It's slightly demeaning.
It's because we made you do it in a big nappy, didn't we? Like Barney.
Yeah, you're swinging in a harness as well.
The nappy harness.
As you well know, I insisted on that was my right.
Yeah. I hope it's up to standard, up to scratch.
Well, no, it's not scratching. If it was scratching, there'd be an issue there.
I'm really hoping this hat would irritate James. It doesn't seem to be.
No, Liam's wearing it. For the benefit of the listeners.
Anyway, Lee, finish your story. Right.
I was once a runner on Most Haunted Live.
Oh,
fucking hell.
Did you meet Derek Okora?
Very briefly.
Oh, wow. He's my hero. He's not my hero, he's my arch enemy.
What did you say about Jack's idea for the...
Oh, yeah.
That's amazing.
He did a show in Braintree, Derek Okora, and my friend Jack Burley was going to wear a sheet over himself and run in and shout, "Whoa, it's me, Grandad!"
I did not meet any ghosts. I was in the sort of the studio base. They booked out, I think it was the Village Hall in Manningtree.
Oh, right,
initially,
yeah.
And that was effectively their studio. It was all about the Witchfinder General.
Oh, cool.
Matthew Hopkins.
That's the one, yeah. And
Vincent Price.
Yeah, basically.
Vincent Price! Sorry.
Sounds a lot like Dracula.
So my job was involved mainly set design and... I had to hang nooses from the...
So you're telling me that program's fake? You're saying Most Haunted is fake?
No, this is a studio set design.
Oh.
Although, having said that, they do hold a sweepstake for when Derek would become possessed. The entire crew hold a sweepstake. And I was dirt poor at the time.
Yeah.
Which is annoying, because if I'd have entered, I'd have won, because I got it to the minute.
Oh, man. Was it 6 minutes and 66 seconds? Doesn't make sense, does it?
Three minutes.
7 minutes and 6 seconds.
Yeah.
Wow. So, yeah.
So did he get? What did he do when he got? Was he the witch finder? She's a witch.
I don't know. I think when he actually got possessed.
When he actually got possessed.
When he claims to have got possessed.
No, when he actually got possessed.
I think it was in the catering bus at that point.
The most terrifying place.
I was on TV for one of the episodes. It was a 3-night thing, and I was on the on one of the computers checking the emails.
Just seeing if any ghosts.
An email.
An email from Elvis Presley. I miss it very much.
Half the email. It was pathetic. Half the emails from people saying, "No, don't send them in there." What can I do?
Stop, Derek! No, there's dark spirits in there.
How knowing is it? Is it something where like most people?
Know well, like I say, the crew hold a fucking sweepstakes. Yeah. So
that's amazing.
Was Anthea Turner in at that point,
or was it a vet fielding?
A vet fielding, and Dr. David Bull.
Dr. David, who's either skeptic.
No, he's the host.
Oh, right.
He's the host of the live show.
Because they would usually have like a skeptic as well, wouldn't they? Is that right?
They did have a skeptic. Oh, that was my first task. That
you had to beat up the skeptic.
Rough him up.
There was a phone-in host, a bald chap, I forget his name, it's not important. My first job was to buy him cigarettes and toothpaste from the garage down the road.
That's what he eats.
Well, I tried to work out what he was going to do with that combination. I decided
was he going to make a ghost?
Cigarettes of the arms.
Well, I decided he was going to basically use the toothpaste as an adhesive and make stick figures out of the cigarettes.
I hope so, that's amazing.
That's the only conceivable thing I can think of.
Right. That's brilliant.
Those two.
I mean, we could talk an hour about that. I could, anyway. I'm a bit obsessed with psychics.
Kind of side.
Yeah, but that was brilliantly interesting.
It was demeaning. We're on topic.
Because Derek recorded horrible things, didn't he?
Yes.
Sue me if it's not true, Derek Accord.
David Ball gave me a pep talk.
Did he?
Yeah, there were three of us, three runners, all from the same course at college, and he was talking to us about what we wanted to do. He basically said, you've got to follow your dreams, aim high, one day you could be like me, hosting news rounds.
Oh, God.
And hosting teletext holidays.
It's amazing.
There was a quote in Wikipedia.
Why? There was a question raised about demeaning jobs following Barney's appearance in a nappy advertising
a
baby show.
I thought for a moment that Rob thought that being a plough king was
demeaning.
Empowering.
Yeah,
it's
a king.
Empowering. That would be snapping my fingers.
Still not as good as WikiLeaks, man. That's, I set the standard for that.
Comedian of the year, Tom Barrett.
Yeah. Well, hang on, 2014,
Yeah.
It's a new year now, new series, new year.
Can't enter again, can I? Oh, I could. Do a character.
Can you enter again?
I might.
Bomb. Yeah, do it.
Bomb Tarrant.
You might get rid of my crown. The Panic Awards. Anyway,
what the jobs has Barney had?
Astronaut.
Film director.
Astronaut.
He actually go into space.
Oh no, yeah.
He was
a
trainee. He's very got parallels of Homer, really, hasn't he?
Yeah. Their film director.
Yeah. When did he become friends with Linda Ronstadt? That's what I want to know.
He's got an interesting past, isn't
he?
He's a good singer.
Well, he said they've been looking for a project.
together
that's probably how they knew each other, because this was doing way after the B
Sharp. So they might have met during the B Sharp period.
They might have met the Grammys or something. a conversation.
You're going to write a whole spin off.
Some fanfic, or fic is short for fiction.
Oh, right. Wow. Some slash fiction.
Slash, though.
Well, E.L. James.
Yeah.
And, look at her.
True.
Have you ever read any, fan fiction?
I read the Green MP Candace, it was for Colchester's Doctor Who fan fiction.
Was it sexy?
Yeah, it was very sexy.
Awesome.
Actually,
I read some Hot Fuzz fan fiction where it was like Nick Frost and Simon Pegg wanking each other off and stuff.
I really love the My Immortal Harry Potter fan fiction. Have you heard that?
No.
Oh, it's fucking amazing. She's she writes herself as a Slytherin character. There's a scene where she engineers it so she's writing as herself in Harry Potter, and then her and Draco Malfoy go into the Forbidden Forest and start having sex, and Dumbledore catches them.
Oh,
what
Dumbledore!
What are you doing, you impudent fools? Pretty good.
But aren't they all like tiny children? Yeah, that's horrible.
Probably in the later years when they're doing their owls.
Why are they still at school then? Why are they still at school?
Sixth form, I guess.
Newt's is sixth form.
Would you say, Lee, this is your favourite
podcast?
It's your favourite group of people ever.
Well, let's consult my podcast app on my Kindle, shall we? Let's have a look at what the competition is.
Oh, so statistics. So you're going for a statistical approach rather than a...
I'm just going to have a look at what I've got on my list and see what I prefer.
Every other podcast.
No, I'm actually talking about what your favourite episode of
The Simpsons is
not.
Oh, well, when you asked me to do this, that was the first one that came to mind. So, okay.
Would you say it is your favourite then?
It's actually one of.
Doesn't it feel like it's a season 4 episode, does it?
It definitely feels later. It feels it's so quick. Oh, really?
It feels, I think, well, you said when we were watching it, Tom, it feels like something really ingrained in my childhood. I felt like I knew the whole episode already because I've seen it
so many times. Yeah, I had it on a video. I used to get a friend to record The Simpsons off Sky because we never had Sky. Mm. And it was on that video. So we had about 4 or 5 episodes of Simpsons that we would just watch over and over again. And Mr. Plough was on that.
Damn good episode.
Let's have a look at what podcasts I've got here. Gilbert Gottfried, that's
oh, yeah, that's good. Yeah.
How Did This Get Made?
Yeah, it's a really good one.
That's on top one. Kim Noble's podcast, Prawn Facts.
I don't know that one.
Oh, it's very good. It's,
I know Kim Noble. Yeah. I didn't know you.
So we're just talking about other podcasts on our podcast.
Needs More Dog. There we are.
Yeah, that's us.
Only 6 episodes.
Who let that dog in?
Who?
Massive Franklin.
Richard Herring cereal.
One of the many.
What has
many
this podcast become? We're like guests.
We're literally just listing other podcasts now.
Other things you could be listening to.
WTF.
I think we'll have to put in the
Welcome to Night Vale. That's funnier than this.
We'll have to put in the description. Lee Ashcroft lists his favourite podcasts.
We should do that.
Special what should you talk about?
The Hour of Slack.
I think that we could talk about the episode and
come on, kick us off then.
It's an interesting little vignette of life within the common. It's a very, very.
I think you need to write an objective language.
Isn't it very insular?
It's not exactly a bottle episode, is it?
there's also not, like, Lisa's barely in it, obviously.
Yeah, is there even a B story?
No.
No, there isn't, actually. No, it's pure A.
But it's not very expansive in it. It doesn't go anywhere.
I don't know. They end up on a mountain.
That's probably in Springfield. In Springfield.
Yeah, but Springfield sort of has everything, doesn't it? Springfield has deserts,
yeah,
and mountains and everything.
You can have anything it likes in it, really. I wonder how much money Simpson.
How money Simpson?
I don't know what's happened to him. I was just going to call him by his surname. I wonder how much money Simpson made. Because it seems like Barney, we donated $50,000.
That's true.
Yeah. And well, presume that.
That's the Shelbyville ballet.
How long was it taking his checks to clear? And was he getting advances?
You'd think the snow would go before the checks.
Well, I don't know how much it would cost to plow a driveway.
Well, they were handing $5 bills. I'm sure I remember seeing them.
So let's go by that logic.
Also, there's no such thing as a $10,000 bill. Should have spotted that, shouldn't they?
I know there's a bug about that. Where was that on? Was it on IMDb?
It was on the Wikipedia page for this episode, like the goofs. Mm. Somebody had bothered to write out that Barney should have spotted that $10,000 bill wasn't real. And then listed all the reasons why apparently Jimmy Carter is still alive and couldn't be on a bill yet.
And he certainly wouldn't be passed out on a sofa, would he?
Oh, no.
You couldn't more brilliantly miss the point than that.
Yeah. You're right there, Tom. Oh, we're looking at how long we've done.
You're trying to lick it.
How long have we done?
I thought it said 3 minutes, but that's not right.
Surely not.
It's counting. Oh, 28 minutes.
Oh. So.
My favourite gag.
Oh, go on. What was your favourite gag?
The radio dial. When he's on the edge of the
cliff. Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah. He's teetering, turns the radio dial, and then he's back on the road.
Well, what was your favourite gag, Tom?
Oh, so many. I like the bit I remember the most is the bit with the woman on the car, and they're all the men are saying exactly the same things.
I thought there was more than just Homer and the man behind them, but it turns out it's just two.
I suppose they need to reinforce it. So
whenever I reference it,
you think of it as being loads.
More and ignores him.
Yeah. What was your favourite joke?
I don't know. I actually like the $10,000 bill. Jimmy Carter being passed out on the sofa.
Yeah, but it doesn't work out because Barney should have known he was being scammed. Right. That's not real.
It's kind of ruined the episode. I mean, idiots. Yeah.
What was your
favourite? Is when.
Must be good.
Insurance guy is there. he lies about where he what happened and says he was a was that a pornography store?
I was buying pornography.
I'd like to know what happened afterwards, whether he just accepted that. I don't believe you, sir. That sounds disgusting and horrible.
That's probably quite a good way of getting out of something.
Yeah.
Because it's like if you ever want to get out of work, the perfect thing to
shits.
No, you ring up and you say, yeah, I've shit myself. I can't come back. Like, no one's going to question.
That was a Limmy gag, wasn't it?
Was it?
If you don't want to be at work, just piss yourself. People understand, like.
That's a good Limmy impression.
That's good advice. So, from both Limmy and Tom.
Well, I heard it from Ricky Gervais, so it's not original.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Well, he probably nicked it from Limmy.
I was going to say, yeah.
Or paid Adam Bloom to nick it from them.
Sue him, Ricky Gervais, if it's not true.
I like Ricky Gervais.
I like Adam Bloom.
I like all of them.
I like you.
No, they're getting off now.
It's a big get off as well.
Was there any bit that you got? Nice technique.
I don't remember. Oh, we're talking about favourite moments. Lee's turn.
No, I've done mine.
Oh, yeah, so we'll turn around.
I was going to say, I like the bit you were the pornography. I like the same as Wikipedia. the insurance man. I was at. Because he looks so happy when he's saying it, like he's really pleased with himself for thinking of it.
Is there a lesson? There's not really a lesson. I guess the lesson, if there is one, is don't be mean to your friend if he wants to do the same thing as you.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Well, at the end as well, when they're like, where Barney and Homer sort of like become friends again and they decide to go into business together. And they say, not even God can stop us. But God, for some reason, God decides to. Like, why is God being such a prick to him? Also, it's confirmed that God exists in the Simpsons.
Free enterprise.
Apparently not. Like, why would he do that?
American, I guess it's an encapsulation of the so-called American dream, isn't it? The Plough King and the Mr. Plough.
Yeah, but why would God stop them from doing it?
I guess that God hates America. Imply
oh, yeah, God does hate America.
The Christian
right. Right, God, sue us if you're not...
Maybe something.
Strike me down now.
Give me a sign.
You don't marry
her. Married too bright.
Now that's a good film, mate.
That's
a
great film. That's also pastiched in Orgasmo.
Oh yeah, of course. Isn't quite as good as Mamadou Brain. That's all right. Yeah.
I can't really see it once.
If you like me, like I like you.
Pointy birds was the poem.
Pointy birds.
Pointy birds are pointy, pointy. Anoint my wounds. Anointy, anointy.
Another thing. What about his job? Is the power plant closed over Christmas? Does anyone need energy?
Well, it's explained that it can make the money to pay the. Pay for the plough on the side.
Maybe it's like a morning.
Which
job.
I think is the get out.
I feel like I would have benefited from.
You thought there needed to be more exposition about his day to day.
I would have benefited
from. How much did he earn from the plough?
I want to see his records. Receipts on a spike.
I certainly would have benefited or feel more comforted by him going into Burns. Going into Burns? going into Burns' office and saying, up. Mr. Burns, I've got a second job now. Can I?
which I'm
can required I change
to
my, can I change my work? Yeah. Can I change my working pattern?
But he was getting paid cash in hand as well. So
that's true. Tax man don't have to know about that.
Yeah.
Good advice there, guys.
I guess it makes a point about it's all cash in hand and how.
It's gonna be hard to deny if he's on advert.
He's Homer Simpson though. He's not clever, is he? He's terrible at tax avoidance. That's a joke from The Simpsons, isn't it? Avoidance.
Also, he doesn't look sexy in that coat and pants.
The
dance was. Chicken wow.
Shaking his little boot out.
Yeah.
Not so little, is it?
Oh, is it me, or is Marge really sexy sometimes?
When she's got her hair down, she is gorgeous.
We've had a conversation about this before.
You mentioned the hair down, that's reminded me of something. About Sam Smith.
Sam Smith.
That's
the singer.
What's his name?
Sam Simon.
That's the one. Yeah. So because he obviously died recently, and one of the things I read was that it was Matt Groening's original idea was to for Marge to have
rabbit
ears when she put her hair down.
Yeah.
But
Sam
convinced him not to do that because it would just take it too far.
That would be like the. What was the cartoon strip he used to do before?
Life in Hell. Yeah, brilliant, Lyle. Life in Hell.
Would Marge, do you think she would have been the only woman with rabbit ears, or do you think all of the female Simpsons would have had rabbit ears?
Also, does that imply that Homer was, like, you know, was fucking a rabbit?
Language wrong.
No, that Family Guy did those ones.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
I got something about Danger 5 now.
Yeah.
It's not a Danger 5 podcast.
Yeah. I don't know what it is.
You like it.
Yeah, it's,
I don't know how to describe it.
It's like a more consistent Garth Marenghi.
Right.
But also more insane.
Let's not talk about it right now.
Yeah. Let's talk about it later.
Alienate someone who hasn't seen it.
Should we do a quiz?
Quiz. There's quiz.
It's a bit abrupt.
All right, you seem to have got questions already, Tom.
I had a question because I was looking on the thing.
Oh, go on then, Liam.
Before it was decided that Barney was going to be his competition for Mr. Plough, which other Simpsons character do you think was going to be the Plough King?
Dr. Julius Hibbert.
I'm going to go with Mo.
That is going to be my guess.
I'm going to guess Flanders.
It's Lenny.
Oh!
Lenny.
Not Lenny!
I love Lenny.
Almost to the point where someone talked me out of getting a Lenny tattoo. I'm still going to get it off.
He'd probably say things like, hey Homer, I've got a plow now.
That's good. That is a good Lenny impression. Yeah. Alright, go on. Another quiz question.
Right.
Has Lee got one?
Yeah. What are the two phone numbers for Mr. Plough and Plough
King?
Blimey.
4226?
KLB.
Oh, that's close.
Klondike 54226.
Which one is that?
That's the that's Mr. Plough. Mr. Plough.
KR53226.
I don't know the Plough King's one.
KR54796.
Let it ring.
Do you remember we were playing Quiz Up, Rob, time? We were doing the Simpsons quiz, and one of the questions was, what is Moe's phone number? How is anyone? All the numbers are really similar as well. How is anybody going to get them?
Well, they're not, clearly. That's how these machines work.
I'll find them, Mr. Plough question.
I've got one. What does the sign outside Springfield Retirement Castle say?
Oh, thank you for not talking about the outside world.
Oh,
no. Springfield Retirement Castle.
That's good.
Thank you for not discussing
that.
Hang on a minute, I have a trivia question. Just talking about yourselves.
What was the other one? You said you were something else.
Well, what's the picture on Martin's lunchbox? Who's he got on his lunchbox?
Is it like Planet of the Apes or something?
No. Harriet Beecher Stowe?
Yes. No. It's Albert Einstein.
Oh.
It says Einstein. It's got a little picture of him.
Oh, that's quite cool.
Mm. Ah, here we go.
Go on then.
Where'd you buy that from?
The Einstein shop.
Yeah, well, maybe he made it himself.
I wouldn't put it past him.
Like, maybe he cut out a picture and stuck it on, like I used to do in my school books. Not of Albert Einstein. I wasn't a nerd. I was cool. I was getting off with birds in that at school.
First question is, what are the two films Troy McClure references?
Dial M for Murderousness.
And Erotic Adventures of Hercules.
Which
you see the Erotic Adventures.
In Natural Born Lovers,
I believe. Yeah, where he says, what is it?
What is that Muppet made out of leather?
Oh, no, that's the Muppets. What is it, the line that I always find funny from the Erotic Adventures of Hercules?
Oh,
Hercules, the Cyclops ripped off all my clothes.
There's a similar one with Hercules where the line is, you don't see the picture, you just hear the line, "Welcome to our spaceship, mighty Hercules." One of my favourite lines in the sentence.
What is your favourite Troy McClure film name?
Christmas Eight Ghosts.
Ghost of Summer Camp.
I like The President's Neck is Missing.
Handle with Care
is sitcom. Why play Greg Handel?
the advertising firm McMahon and Tate
1960s sitcom, American sitcom.
Oh God! Oh, is it going to be Bewitched?
Yeah.
Because he worked for an advertising agency in Bewitched.
Hydro the man with the hydraulic arms.
That's what I was trying to remember. Yeah.
Hydro the man with the hydraulic arms. I like the decapitation of Larry Ledford. The Alice's Adventures from the Windshield Glass.
What's the other one? What's the
Hitler Doesn't Live Here Anymore?
No, Doctor Something's Amazing.
Oh, the Contrabulous Fab Trap to the Professor Horatio Huffnose.
We've looked at that before.
The Contrabulous Fab Trap to the Professor Horatio Huffnose.
Mr. Plow. Both have somewhat sexual undertones.
I think ploughing in general does, isn't it?
This is true.
I don't think
it also has ploughing connotations. I'd say the ploughing connotations are more substantial than the sexual connotations.
I do agree, Lee.
I think, James, Wikipedia is just in heat at the moment.
Are you getting up a list of Troy McClure films? Which is Andrew's listing our favourite Troy McClure films. Well, obviously, like The Planet of the Apes, the musical.
David versus Super Goliath. Give my remains to Broadway. Gladys the Groovy Mule. Good Time Slim, Uncle Doobie, and the Great Disco Freakout. Hitler Doesn't Live Here Anymore, yeah. Leper in the Backfield.
You see a clip of that as well.
There's two Christmas Ape films.
Yeah, there's Christmas Ape and Christmas Ape Goes to Summer Camp.
I'd love to see that.
I would love to see it.
My favourite is not a Troy. Yeah, it's not a Troy McClure film, but I think my favourite film is Hail to the Chimp.
Yeah. The clip of that as a standalone clip is amazing.
Yeah, he attacks him at home and says, "That's what you get for not hailing to the chimp." And then the last shot is him jumping out of Air Force One.
What was the lead in for when they did Carnival of the Stars? What was what happened immediately after?
I know the thing
with the Tigers.
Is it cold open, basically? Is that what it was?
It's a cold open.
No real reference to
it. It says, what is it? We're not just for lepers anymore. Some more drama grounds.
Locker room towel fights, the blind new Larry Grissom.
I was one of the first people to speak out against horseplay.
I think my favourite film joke from The Simpsons is a real film where Bart and Nelson are all going to see Naked Lunch, and then Nelson says, "I can think of two things wrong with the
name." That is actually brilliant. I also like Too Many Grandmas, where they hide in the cinema, him and Rodney Dangerfield. Character hide in the cinema showing Too Many Grandmas, and they just hear the clip, "Faster, Grandma! Grandma's gaining on us!"
Too many grandmas.
What's the little clip of the side of the film or the show where in The Simpsons where the vicar goes, "One groom, two
groom." Oh yeah, my bitter king.
That's where Homer gets a crayon removed from his brain and he becomes smart. Yeah. And he's basically watching a like a romantic comedy film, and everyone's Bill laughing. Paxton, yeah, it's Bill Pullman, you fool! I've actually had a moment like that when I worked at a cinema, and I went to screen check, and they were showing a film called I can't remember. It had Jennifer Lopez and I can't remember, like an older actress, and there was a bit where they were just slapping each other.
The Bride Wars.
And like everyone in Jane Fonda, and everyone in the screen was like dying with laughter. And I just couldn't understand it. Yeah. I just couldn't. Yeah.
You just go to cinema in Colchester, no one does anything.
That sounds perfect. The one thing wrong with the cinema is everybody's doing stuff all the time.
Yeah. Banking. And that right, Fred Willard.
Wikipedia.
Fred Willard got caught banking in the cinema.
He did.
You'll bet he really was good at improvising it, though. Fred Willard.
I was actually the first man in America to say.
I missed.
Fred Willard got arrested for wanking in a porno theater, like Pee Wee Herman did. Yeah.
All right.
A couple of years ago. Four years ago.
My God.
You don't know who Fred Willard is, do you?
No, but I wasn't listening, so.
Wikipedia went down.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I missed a whole chunk of conversation. What happened?
Because you were looking at your phone.
Yeah, I was reading an email.
We were just bad mouthing you. some new content for Wikipedia.
What was it? I remember you talking about. I think I lost it. I don't know where I lost.
Guys, do you want to see something?
You're gone.
It was something about too many brides or.
Too many grandmas. Was too many grandmas.
That was the last thing you said.
You've mixed up two different strands there. Yeah. Too many grandmas, Troy McClure, and Bride Wars, which is a real film starring Jennifer Lopez.
Okay, that's
an older
actress.
Jane Fonda. Yeah.
You talked about Bride Wars.
I didn't talk about Bride Wars.
That's it. We've always spoken about
it. That was it. And then
Fred Willard came in.
Yeah, Fred Willard got arrested for wanking in the cinema.
To Bride Wars.
Hey, I don't know. I don't think it was a porn film.
To Bride Wars.
He just loves Jennifer Lopez. She's Jenny from the Block. Steel.
Don't be fooled by the rocks that she's got.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Do you know when she talks about rocks? She's talking about crack rocks in there.
Have you heard the skiffle version of that? There's a skiffle version of Jennifer.
That sounds good.
Yeah, it's great stuff.
Don't
be fooled by the rocks. That's a yacht.
Homer's rap was appalling.
Who's rap?
Homer.
Oh yeah, that was bad.
I'm Mr. Plough, and I'm here to say something.
Isn't it weird that how that was in 1993 that episode was on?
Mm. Yeah.
And that was, you know, someone doing a rap in an advert was like a shit idea.
Yeah.
But it still happens, doesn't it? Like, people think that is a way of being cool, is to do a rap.
They think it's like, they think they're doing it ironically now, don't they? That's the thing. It's like, oh, it's so shit, it's good.
It's not it's
also
shit, isn't it?
Making jokes about global warming denying as well.
Yeah,
it's like,
true, yeah.
You know, 22 years ago.
Yes.
I think it's getting to the point where we need to wrap up.
Yeah.
One more question. Anyone got another question? You got another question, Lee?
We'll
talk.
No. Got a bit of trivia.
Go on then.
It's not particularly interesting, but it springs to mind when I was looking at that Wikipedia thing. Mm. The company that tries to repossess his plough is Katsumi Motors, who buy out Uncle Herb's.
Interesting.
Company.
Nice little reference there, isn't there?
It's not, yeah, I read it. It wasn't.
Yeah, but still a nice reference.
Notice.
Don't dig yourself down then.
You've got to believe in yourself.
Anyway, I think it's probably.
Yeah,
hang on,
well,
what
we
how many minutes have we
had? A few plugs.
Go on then.
Oh,
do some plugs.
Yeah.
47.
Oh,
perfect.
That's
so, as Wikipedia leaves the room.
Oh.
Oh, who's this?
There's a bat flying in. Oh, God, he's turned into a man.
Oh, who's this? Good job, it's night time.
Have I missed something here?
Hello,
It's a Dracula.
It's a Dracula.
Oh.
Dracula.
Ah,
and I thought I'd fly in. Draw a plug to the next. And we say you'll send a lemon. Best Friends Club. On the 18th of April at Slagsbeds. And it starts at 7:30 p.m. And I'll be there.
It doesn't, does it?
I think we need to repeat this.
Yeah,
in a slightly more received dialect. Dracula will be appearing at the Unmistakable Scent of Leopard Best Friends Club.
And Hyperbowl.
And Hyperbowl. Or, hyperbole.
There's going to be a lot.
Hyperbowl.
There's going to be a lot of steak.
Sorry. That was a steak.
There's going to be a lot of
that was a pun there.
S-T-A-K-E. And if it doesn't go too well, you'll just have another bite at the cherry next month. Here's hoping that you don't suck.
Well, thanks
for
that.
I must leave now. Oh,
yeah. See that, Drac.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Oh, nice.
That
So, what, Slackspace 18th?
Slackspace
18th.
Slackspace is turning 18.
Best friend.
The 18th of April.
Yeah.
We got anything else to plug?
Oh, we're doing a charity gig in Brightling Sea on
we
Sunday.
Are.
Lee Ashcroft, right. You got anything to plug?
Well, it depends. Is this just for comedy things?
No, you can
you
plug
your
that's good, because I have nothing to plug in the way of comedy. I meant to be doing a gig at Slackspace at the end of May. I think that John Callahan is back in Colchester as his Mother Popcorn, the promoter.
Oh, excellent.
And I think I'm doing I should be doing the nearly for that. And then I'm doing a gig with a new band that I formed in July.
At First Sight. What is the band called?
The band's called The Rock Garden of Chandigarh.
Nice.
And what sort of stuff do you play?
Well,
you'll find out.
You'll find out. Come and find out.
Boys to Men covers.
I'll find out.
Because Liam does prefer Boys to Men.
Rob.
Right, no, I mean,
you're a horrible.
What?
What do you mean, what?
I mean, he likes. I take that, but he just prefers Boys to Men.
Anything else to plug, Liam?
No, I was in the middle of plugging the session.
Sorry.
Yeah, then,
I mean, actually, I mean, really, I should. I mean, you know, you should be letting me plug this because this is ultimately for your benefit, Wikipedia, is it not? That that this gig gets a good audience, is it not?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Wikipedia is putting on a festival in the
it's
town.
It's called
centre.
The Wikipedia Festival of Facts.
Although they've shortened it to light bulb.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's. I think it's, we're doing something at First Sight on the 18th of July in the afternoon. Is that right?
Yep, that's about right.
Yeah, me and some musical friends of mine are doing a soundtrack to an old public information film about a nuclear weapon turned space rocket.
Nice.
Sounds like a Troy McClure film, doesn't it, as well?
I will try and fit a reference in to Troy McClure just for you. I nearly called you James. Wikipedia.
Who's James?
You should know. You're Wikipedia.
Oh, yeah. He's the best.
Did you mean James Dean? Or James Dean?
Or James Carrots?
Or Dean James?
Sounds a bit like.
Or Dean Martin?
Anyway, I think we should.
Martin Clunes.
We've also got a gig in.
Norwich, 1st of June.
1st of June, yes. And we are all doing individual gigs in different locations at various times.
Just, no one cares. Like look it. Just look it up if you're that bothered.
Yeah.
Bye! Bye, goodbye.
Say goodbye like
bye.
Bye!
Bye!
Love you.
Bye. Yay. Thank you for having me.
That's
all right. Yeah. Thanks for a lovely evening.
You can get out the swing now.
You provided me with all these hors d'oeuvres.
And, I love me. I should stop being so arrogant and I should improve my grammar.
Bye!